Okay, so welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, February the 15th, 2022. I was about to say 21, but 22. It's still hard to kind of. It's like, I don't know, it's like, it's hard to say 22. It's like, it seems like it was 21. But, you know, I mean, it takes time to get used to, of course, but, you know. But I'm used to saying 21. It's 2021, but 22, so, you know, it's a new year. I mean, takes time to use to say whatever, but you know it's part of life and it goes and you'll get used to things, whatever. But anyways, you know yesterday was Valentine's Day, and then the big game was on Sunday, and just the big game, Rams won, and, you know, congratulations to the Rams, and, you know, they won, and that's Stafford's first Super Bowl ring in his career, so his first playoff wins, and his first all that, and when he was a Troy, he got nowhere. Think about this, he got nowhere in Detroit. When he came to L.A., that was different, he got somewhere in L.A., you know. It was just a new team, a new change. He needs something. He needs something. Like a change, and he got that in L.A., you know? And he did, and he got his Super Bowl ring, and he won. So, he needed it. He needed something in his career. And he needed it, so congratulations to Stafford. You know, I mean, he needed it. You know, Matt Stafford, you know, never got anywhere in Detroit. You know, it's like when they do, like when they got in the playoffs, they never won. They didn't even win. You know, Seattle or Dallas would beat them in the wild card, and that was it, basically. So, and this year, he got somewhere. So, he got somewhere, and you know, good for him, and you know, it's good for him. So. For the Bengals, the other hand, they didn't get it, so, I mean, there's void next year, and I'm not really worried about it. I mean, Joe Burrow is going to have a great career in Cincinnati, I have no doubt. He's going to have great career, great moments, all that, you know, but they didn't protect him. They should have. They need to figure out how to protect Burrow. They need to protect their quarterback, but he got sacked so many times. Seven times, they said. You know, seven times, just like, It's like your quarterback doesn't even sack that time. They need to protect their quarterback. They need to protect what they need to do. You know, protect Burrow. And same with the Rams as well. They need to protect Stafford. So they need to protect Stafford, and they need to protect their quarterback. So if they protect their quarterback, then everything's gonna be fine. So that's all you need. That's all you need for a team's offense. That's all you need. So, you know. And then, I thought this that game was a pretty good game. I didn't think it was great, but I would say it's good, but good game. Not great, but good. The Bucks won it last year, and the Rams won it this year at home. And what about the Cardinals? They can do the same thing at home next year. Super Bowl's going to be in Arizona next year, so Cardinals can do the same thing like those other teams. They very well could be. So we'll see. You know, see where that goes. That's a long ways to go. You know, it's a long ways to what team's gonna make it. All that team's gonna. That's why I say it's a long ways. You know, so you know. And then the halftime show. I enjoy the halftime show. You know, some people didn't. Some people did. You know, half the country did, and half the other country didn't. You know, it just depends who you're talking to, I should say. You know, this it was a good Super Bowl halftime show. Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Eminem, all those people. You know, I enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed it. You know, I mean, except for the lighting. I'm always used to like the nighttime halftime shows, but. But except it was just like the sun was, you know, going down and still light. It kind of seemed weird. it seemed weird, you know, because I'm always used to like a night halftime show, whoever's singing or whoever's performing in the halftime show. So if it's Prince or those guys back in those days, you know, it's always nighttime or, you know, whoever, you know, who performed back in those days, you know. Yeah, those nighttime ones, you know. So, but, you know. So, you know, just, I enjoyed it. And then the commercials this year, I didn't find these commercials that funny. I didn't find that funny. I just didn't. They're not that funny. I don't understand, like, why are they like that? How come, like, why are these commercials this way? I understand. I didn't expect these commercials to be shitty. I didn't expect it to be how they are. And there's like no reason. They should have been funny. They should have been better. But you know, that's that. But there's always next year. But you know, I mean, sorry about the background. Rusty's barking. He's old. Cause he was once. Rusty was always once something. It was something. He's old and he's, you know, he's still moving. So he's still going and. You know, he's old. If you're hearing that, so I apologize on that for the background, but so yeah, I don't know. So you know, I don't know. I didn't enjoy the commercials. I thought they were shitty. I just didn't think they were that funny, and people were laughing. Like, I think to myself, that's not funny. I don't find that funny. It's like, I don't find that funny, you know? And I'm not the one who thought this way. They're not funny. They're not funny, you know? I mean, there's maybe some are funny. And that's it. But most of them are not funny. They're just shitty. I didn't find them that funny. I didn't find them that entertaining, as you say, you know? So, you know, that's just one man's opinion, but... You know... Just, you know, that's that, basically. So, I just wanted to share my thoughts about it, you know. But, you know, I enjoyed the halftime of the game and all that, but except I enjoy the commercials. I just didn't, so. You know, I don't know. Alright, so that'll do it. Sorry for this podcast to be short today, and, you know, I have more thoughts. You know, I have more thoughts for the next show the next time, so. Alright, so that'll do it, and hope you enjoyed today's pod, and I'll talk to you next show. Alright, so welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for, you know, sharing this to a friend, a family member, whoever. You know. Just keep good work, and, you know, share this everywhere else, and the more you do it, the more this podcast is, you know, I'm gonna get bigger, so, you know, that's what makes it bigger and makes it all that, so, you know, the more you share, the more this podcast is gonna get, you know, bigger and bigger by the days and months goes by. So, that's that. So, you know, it's a morning, just, you're recording this, and, you know, I don't know, just, thinking things, you know, top of my mind, you know, just stuff. You know, you think about in life, your thoughts, you know, you can think about, you know, the thoughts you think about life or society or what have you, you know, I mean, you know, it just depends what it is, I guess, about thoughts and ideas or whatever, you know, it just depends, you know, just thoughts and things you think about in life and goals and all that, you know. Just whatever, you know. Just, you know, whatever you want to do in life or whatever it is. Or you want to do this. You want to go write a book. Or you want to do a podcast. Or you want to do this or whatever, you know. Whatever it is about it, you know. You know, just things you think about and goals and things you accomplish in life and all that. So, you know, it's like for me, it's like I've been thinking about lately, like, just like, it's like, you know, it's like, why don't I record this podcast more often? Like, I have a podcast. So I have ideas. And, you know, I have thoughts and all that stuff, and advice, and you know, and whatever, you know. So, but I have thoughts, you know. Thoughts, ideas about things, you know, what I think about during the days, and all that, you know. It's like, I have thoughts, what about I do a podcast all the time, more than once, you know. It's like, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, just, do it more often, you know, and then once in a while, you know, it's, you know, it's better than nothing, you know. So just like, it's like the more you talk, the more that, you know, your podcast may get bigger or whatever it is, you know, if people are going to share this podcast or whatever it is about, you know, if they like your ideas, your thoughts, whatever it is, you know, if they agree with it or not, you know, if they find your podcast very entertaining and helpful and all that, then yeah, people are going to tune in and listen more often than once, you know. So it just depends how it goes and whatever it is about that is you're going to do, whatever, or if they're going to like your book, or they're going to do this, or, you know, is your book going to do well, you know, or whatever it is about it, you know. It's like, I'm just thinking lately, it's like, you know, why don't I do this podcast more often, more than once? Excuse me. I don't know, just thought about it, and it's like, you know, yeah, I have a podcast, why not? You know, I have thoughts, I have ideas, I have things I think about daily, you know. You know, just thoughts, you know, on that or whatever, you know. Just have thoughts in general, basically. It's like, what about, you know, you do this more often than once in a while, you know. It's just, you know, it helps the brain, you know. It helps you get things out of your chest, you know. Just thoughts, basically, you know. You know, it's better than feeling shitty, you know. It's just, you know, it's whatever it is, you know. I mean, talking's good, you know. Just sometimes in life, you don't feel like talking, you know. That's fine, but, you know. You know, just, but most of the time, it's like, you just, you know, gotta do something, you gotta, whatever it is, you know, it's like, you gotta talk, you know, you gotta talk to people, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, you know. Well, you know, you mean you gotta do something in life, you know. You know, I mean, you gotta make a living somehow, you know. For me, it's like, you know, I'm thinking about just doing this podcast more often, you know. I mean, you can make money off it, you know, I mean. These days, everybody has a podcast, you know. That person has a podcast. He has a podcast. She has a podcast. I have a podcast. It seems like everybody has a podcast. I mean, or maybe you're starting your podcast, or whatever you have, or you've been going for a while, or whatever it is, or what types of living you're going to do, or whatever it is, the types of about it, and all that stuff, you know. It's like, what are you going to do in life, and all that, and if you want to start a business, or you want to start this, or, you know, what's your next chapter in life? You want to be, I don't know, a pilot, you know, or an actor, or whatever, you know. You know, it just depends what it is, or, I don't know, start your own thing, start whatever, you know. I mean, everybody's just doing their own thing these days, and, just do your own thing, you know, so. You know, just do whatever, you know, just do what you want to do in life, you know. It's like, you know, just, you know, whatever it is about it, you know. I mean, whatever you're interested in, I guess, but, you know, just whatever, you know. Just, you know, I don't know, I mean, it seems like everybody these days are just doing their own thing and figuring out what they're going to do with their life and, you know, just stuff like that, basically, you know. It's just myself, you know, I've been thinking for a while, I was like, what would I do with my life, you know? It's like, you know, what really want to do with my life? What about, you know, what about this, you know? It's just, you know, just a thought, you know. Something to, you know, to get me going, or, you know, start something, or whatever it is, a podcast, you know. It's like, I can do this more often, you know. I mean, I'm not looking for to get famous, you know. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like these days, everybody can get famous these days, you know? I mean, you can get on TikTok and dance and all of a sudden you're famous, whatever. It's just like that, you know? I mean, I don't care about being famous. I just don't, you know? I mean, I can care less, you know? I mean, you know, so all matters is, you know, you can help people and give ideas and all of that, you know? This, you know, just, you know, just whatever it is about it, you know? You know, just make a living on something, you know? Do something, you know? It doesn't be, like, about fame or whatever, you know? Just do whatever, you know? I mean, you know, just, you know, you want to do this, you want to do that, you know? I mean, I just gotta do something. It's just a job, you know? It's like other job, basically, you know? It's like show business, you know, or whatever it is, you know? So, you know, I don't know. Just thinking about it. I don't know. You know, just, you know, gotta do something in life. You gotta, you know, take steps, baby steps, you know? I mean, it's like, if you're afraid of something, do it, you know? It's like, you know, let's say that, you know, you're about to, you know, go on stage to, you know, to do a speech, whatever, and you're afraid, and you're afraid that, oh, people are gonna make fun of me or whatever. It's like, you know, it's like, if you're afraid, it's like, just go do it, you'll be fine. You go on stage, it's not so bad. You know, you'll do fine, you know. It's like, you know, just, like, you're just afraid about something. Oh, I'm afraid I'm gonna do this. I'm afraid. Like, it's a new thing, you know. I get that, you know. It's like, being nervous isn't, you know, normal at first, you know. But, you know, when you do it, it's not so bad, you know. It's just, you know, it's like you get afraid about something. Like, a new thing, you know, just, I don't know. A new thing, just, you're afraid of something, you're afraid of, like, doing this, you know, you're afraid of, like, I don't know, moving into a different state or whatever, you know, that's new, you know, it's like, you know, you're nervous, you're afraid, you don't know what to expect, but you'll be fine, you know, whatever it is, you know, I mean, trying new things is good, you know, I mean, it's nerve-wracking at first, whatever, but, you know, just, you know, you know, just, you know, you'd be fine, you know, I mean, you know, just, you know, it's like, for me, I have no trouble getting on stage, I have no problem, you know, I can talk for a while, you know, on stage, you know, I have no problem. Some people just have that stage fright, you know, or some people are just afraid of that, or you know, they're just afraid of whatever, you know, just some people don't, you know. Just depends, you know, people are afraid of, you know. It's like, if you're afraid of something, do it, you know. Because you'll be fine, you know, once you do it, you know. So, just, you know. It's like, you know. Like, if you're afraid of something, do it. Go do it. Just do it. Just go do it, you know. Just say to yourself, alright, I'm afraid, but I'm just going to do it anyway. You know, I'm gonna do it, and you're fine, you know, and that's that, you know, and you move on, and do something else, and all that, you know, whatever, you know, just, I don't know, just something, you know, just something in life, and baby steps, and all that stuff. If you're Rusty barking, I apologize, he likes to bark, because he wants attention. I mean, he's getting old, and he's, like, about, I don't know, 17 or 18 years old, or younger. I don't even know how old he is. You know, I mean, he's getting old. You know. Still going, but, you know, he's old. You know, he's not as young as he used to be. You know. Just, you know, he's getting old, but, you know. Just, you know. That's just, you know, this is how you get old, you know, for dogs, and especially as well, but he's still going, you know, but he's, you know, he just likes to bark, he just likes attention, you know, he just wants his way, you know, because he wants a treat every time, like, he barks at somebody, like, oh, I want this, like, oh, I want a treat, I want to trick him. That's how he barks, you know. He wants something. He wants his way, you know. I mean, he can be a pain in the ass at times, you know. But it's just rusty. That's all, so, you know. You know? He likes to bark.
Hold on, let me get him. He's barking.
Sorry about that. You know, I had to, you know, put him down, and you know, he had to go to the bathroom, so he was barking. So kind of got a little annoying afterwards, but he had to go. So you know, he's old. Sorry about that. So you know, I don't know, just stuff like that, basically. So. I don't know, I'm just thinking ideas and thoughts, you know, I don't know, you know, you gotta try new things in life, about whatever it is, you're gonna try, you know, new things you never did before, or this is my first time, or, you know, what have you, you know, so, excuse me, so, you know, just, you know, you know, just stuff like that, basically. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I'm kind of coughing. Off and on. God, the runny nose has been bugging me for a while. Lately, I've been having a runny nose. It's not been raining, you know. It's been sunny every day, but the last, I don't know, few days has been cold, you know. I mean, every day lately this month has been warm, and they're in the 70s, early 70s. 60s, whatever, and the last few days has been, like, cold, bare-ass cold, you know, and the other day was windy, strong wind, you know, strong wind, basically, you know, just strong wind, you know, so, you know, just, you know, I mean, I look, you know, on the weather app every day, it's like, what's today's temperature gonna be, or tomorrow's whatever, it says 50-something degrees or 60 degrees or whatever, and I think today's about 50-something, so the last I checked on the weather app, but, you know, it changes all the time, but, you know, that's how it goes, basically, so, but we need the rain. I mean, we need the rain. We just need it, you know, but I saw, you know, on my phone earlier that it's gonna rain, like, next Tuesday or something. That's what I saw, but, you know, we'll see. I don't know, but we need the rain. If it does rain, good, you know. But we need it, you know. But, you know, just we need the rain. We haven't really had the rain, had a rainstorm in a while, you know. It's been a while, you know. It's just been a while, so. February's weird about the, like, the weather month. And, like, every February, like, every 2 years of February, it's, like, warm, and then it's not warm, or whatever. Like, this February is warm, and then the next year's February is cold. It's just weird about it. It's just weird. You know, it's just weird. I don't know. It's weird for some reason. It's just how it goes, I guess. It's a weird month about February. It's, like, it's cold, and it's not cold, then the next February, and the year, you know, all that, you know. It's weird. It's just weird. I don't know. It's a weird month, I should say, about it. I mean, I feel like February is, like, the weirdest month ever, you know, in my opinion. But, you know, it's just weird. Just weird. I mean, you know, it goes back and forth of, like, you know, If it's warm on this February, the next February of next year, it's cold. It's just, I don't know, weird. I find it to be weird. But that's just how it goes, you know. Let's see what else I want to get into before I go. I don't know. You know, just another day, you know. You know, just, you know, do whatever, you know. I don't know. Just, let's see, I'm trying to think, what I've been thinking about, want to talk about, basically, on this podcast, that's all I gotta say. I mean, the next show I should, you know, put notes and what I want to talk about for the next show and the topic of topic. Let's say if I want to talk about relationships or whatever it is, or I want to talk about celebrity gossip or whatever. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about narcissism. You know, just I don't know. Stuff to think about, I want to talk about for the next show, basically. So, I don't know, should I put in notes, but it's alright, but, you know, it's what it is, but, you know, it's how it goes, basically, you know, you don't even think about it. It's like, you just start, just say what's in your mind, basically, you know, that's pretty much how I feel today about it. Like, just start, just go, just start, just do it, that's all, and I'm recording, so, you know, so, you know. Let's see. Trying to think. Trying to see. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, football season's over, you know. But hear about talks about, like, Tom Brady make, you know, come out of retirement, you know, before the 2022 season's gonna start, you know. I mean, we'll see, but, I don't think he's done playing football, in my opinion. I think he's gonna come out of retirement like Brett Favre, you know. Just, I don't think he's done yet, you know. I have a feeling he's gonna come out of retirement. I don't know when. But I just feel like he's just not done yet. You know, he's not done playing football, you know. He said that, you know, a couple years back, he wanted to play football until he's 45, and he's 44, but, you know, he retired at the age of 44, but I think he's going to kind of retire and maybe play for, I don't know, you know, the Niners or the Dolphins or something, or maybe the Bucks. I don't know. You know, maybe, but we'll see. But I have a feeling he's gonna come in retirement. I don't think he's done yet. He's not done. You know, he just wants to play football. He's obsessed with it. You know. You know, so, you know, we'll see. But I have a feeling he will come in retirement. I don't know when, but, you know. But we'll see.
We'll see.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. You know, I mean, gossip news and, gossip news and, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, I watch, like, TMZ videos. I just kind of, I don't know, watch it to, on YouTube just for entertainment and learning, you know. Just, you know, see what's going on, you know. In the, gossip world, you know. You know, just, you know, watch what's going on and listen, you know. I don't know. That's what's going on, basically. That's what you hear, you know. It's just kind of how it goes, basically, you know. this, I mean, I listened to AJ Benza, the podcaster. He talks about all the celebrities, how fucked up they are and all that, and X, Y, and Z. And he talks about all these, like, these celebrities he met back then, and, you know, like, people like Jack Nicholson and Sylvester Stallone and all those guys, you know. And he talks about and breaks down all these celebrity, you know, celebrity people, whatever, and just, you know, he talks about it and he just breaks it down. It's like, now I realize he's like, it's like, he's like, I don't know, how would I say this about him? Like, it's like,
how would I say this about Benza?
It's like, he knows what he's talking about, basically. I think he knows it more than anybody, I think. He just knows how to just, he just knows how to break it down. And I think he does it better than anybody. He's like the king of it. He just breaks it down. You know what he's talking about, you know, I mean, I listen to his podcast, of course, but he just breaks it down. Nobody does it better than him, you know? He just breaks it down. He just breaks down the topic, you know? He just breaks down, you know? He talks about what's this and what's that about a celebrity and whatever, but, you know, just depends how, you know, it goes and what he talks about, but, you know, but I don't think anybody can beat him, you know? It comes to that celebrity gossip stuff, and he just knows what he's talking about, you know? So, you know, I find it to be entertaining, but there's just times he can get negative, but, you know, but not lately, you know. I mean, everybody's different, of course, they got their own thing, their own problems, but, you know, I mean, some people, you know, like to repeat themselves, and that can get annoying at times, you know. They can. I mean, I listen to, you know, some podcasts, there are just times they repeat themselves way too much, and I think to myself, like, they need to just stop talking about that over and over. I get that, but they don't need to, like, mention it over and over. It just drives me crazy. Like, alright, it's enough. I get it. It's enough. You know, it's like, I get it. I understand it. But you don't need to repeat yourself over and over. Like a parrot, basically. Just, it's enough. But it can drive you crazy at times, you know, when somebody's, you know, on a podcast talking about that over and over, I can get annoying. It's like, alright, enough. I get it, enough. You know, once enough is enough, basically, you know. So you can just have enough about something, you know. Just when your dog's barking, just say, alright, quiet, it's enough. Alright, Sparky, it's enough. No barking, enough. You know. Just like that, basically, you know. You know, get annoying at times, you know, I can't, you know, but, you know, that's just how some people are. But for me, I don't really repeat myself, I just don't, you know. I mean, I have in the past about certain things I'm bragging about, whatever, but I'm not like a person who repeats himself like a thousands of fucking times. It gets old and annoying, you know, it gets old, so, you know. So, you know, that's that. So anyways, hope you enjoyed today's pod. So hope you learned something, and, you know, hopefully you share this podcast and, you know, give this review and share this podcast with everybody else, you know, cousins, friends, you know, you name it. So, all right. So, excuse me, that'll do it. And, hope you enjoy. Share this podcast. Make it bigger. Please share this. And when you do share this, and when you share this to other people, you know, hopefully this podcast will get bigger. And I hope so. So I think it will. It takes time, of course, but, you know, it's not the first time I say it, or the second time, but, you know, it just takes time, but, you know. It just takes time. That's all. All right, so that'll do it. Have a nice day, and I'll talk to you when I talk to you next show, so take care.